back. It's Wednesday night, and you know what that means. That's right. It means you're on Penny Radio at radio.dominican.edu. You're with Captain Quality, and this is My Two Cents. So right off the bat, I want to do a quick little recap of last week, because we had a really hot discussion last week with two of our guests, Olivia and DJ DK. We talked in depth about the debate that happened last Tuesday, early last week, and how the media interactions with politics. Had honestly like a full half hour, 35 minute discussion about that. And it actually took up most of our allotted time, which is perfect just because a topic like that is so significant to us, so it's huge, and new voters. So I want to touch up on that and a quick recap. We were able to talk about that. Encourage everyone to go out and vote. And there's still time, obviously, a month until election time, so obviously encouraging everyone to go out and vote. And then, so our second subject of discussion last week was talking about women in sports, and more specifically, the new hit Fox TV show Pitch, which is about a female pitcher making it to the major leagues in MLB, and the show's actually, like I said last week, in association with the MLB, so you watch it, you check it out, it's on Thursday nights, and you can totally tell how, you know, the MLB has this association with it, so if you're watching it, there's segments of the show where you can totally see how. They have a little MLB scoreboard in the bottom right corner. It's really kind of cool to look at. It looks like you're watching an actual game, but it's like, hey, it's this new TV show that Fox is putting out right now. So it's really kind of neat to like look at. And I encourage everyone to go out and check out the show just because, you know, why not? It's going to be a hit show. And we discussed last week, hey, like, will it stand on its own 2 feet? And only the first 2 episodes have come out, but thus far, it's looking like it can. So let's hope it keeps up that pace, because it's a show we talked about last week in Front Week and Gather. It's a pretty good show, so keep watching it Thursday nights. And right now, I want to go back and talk and do celebrity birthdays, which is a segment we started last Wednesday. And it was kind of cool. I gave a little backstory on why I want to do it. You know, an old history teacher of mine in high school would always read them off before every class. So right now, I'm going to read off a few of them, you know, four or so I got right here. So celebrity birthdays today, October 5th on Wednesday. And before I actually go name these off, if it's anyone's birthday today, October 5th, wish you a happy birthday. And if it is your birthday and you're tuning in, you're spending your birthday really well, because that's really what you should be doing right now, is tuning in to hear Captain Quality, the BMOC of Dominican University, talking on Penguin Radio. But quick celebrity birthdays. You got Bernie Mac, you know, rest in peace to Big Bernie. He's a famous actor, Bernie Mac Show, tons of other stuff, but, you know, funny guy. Madagascar 2, actually, he was in that as well. Jesse Eisenberg, Social Network. Had a quick one episode spoof, a little split on Modern Family. If you've seen that episode, it's a really good one. And does a lot of stuff. Actor, funny guy. He's in Zombieland also, I want to say. Probably, right? Is that correct? Zombieland? I got my guest in the room with me. She's shaking her head. I don't know. Zombieland sounds like a movie he definitely did. Neil deGrasse Tyson, the scientist. Super famous guy. October 5th, birthday, who knew? And then more recently, you know, people more bigger name, at least for people I would know, Grant Hill, basketball superstar, all-star, turns 44 years old today, currently, you know, an analyst and a commentator for the NBA. So birthday shout out to all those guys. If you have your birthday today on October 5th, those are just four of many celebrities you share them with. And when I look, well, actually, what's funny, when I look up celebrities for celebrity birthdays, I see, like, nowadays, some name I've never heard of before. And then underneath it, it'll say Vine star or YouTube star. And I've never heard of that. It's just like, I've never heard that person before. And just like, they're claimed to fame is that they're Vine famous. And I just don't really see how that constitutes as like a celebrity, but like, I've never even heard of them, but it's whatever. It's not that big a deal. Like, you call them that. I'm not going to put them on my show and talk about them, because that's just not worth my time at all. And really quick, while we're on the topic of birthdays, I want to give a birthday shout out to a dear friend of mine, DJ Royal. Her show is usually on right before mine, from 7 to 8 on Wednesdays. It's her birthday today. She's out celebrating with her parents, who came down to visit her. DJ Royal, happy birthday. She's 20 today, a little young, on the younger side for a junior. But you know, she's 20 today. She's out celebrating right now. Happy birthday to DJ Royal, great friend of mine. Listen to her show about college struggles in life, College Survival Guide. It's on Wednesdays from 7 to 8 with DJ Royal. She's great. Now, to kind of go over what we're going to talk about today, I've got a special guest with me. We're going to talk about, and this is a topic that I just kind of caught my eye as I was going through articles today, and it's about the hit video game No Man's Sky, and the headline said, like, shut down, so I kind of want to get into that in a little bit, because I'm a big video game guy myself, but No Man's Sky was always a game I never really dabbled in too much, but when you see something like that, that's one of the most talked about, like, I mean, topic of conversation on a huge social media site. You kind of, it catches your eye and you say, wow, like, why that's, there's a reason why that's doing so well and why so many people are checking that out. We have, you know, we talk about No Man's Sky. Hopefully we're going to try to piggyback onto a topic I truly, truly love, and that's the new Pokemon Sun and Moon games coming out in about a month and a half, which is just fantastic because they announced them way back in February, and it was just a long time coming. There's always new stuff coming out every week for that, and one of the bigger announcements just came out this week, so we'll talk about more of that later. And then, see, leading on to the second half of our show, we've got a little bit of basketball we're going to talk about. NCAA restricting an Army veteran to play at Oakland University in Michigan. And then a little bit of preseason basketball. And for you local basketball fans, you definitely caught that Golden State Warriors-LA Clippers game last night. As a Clippers guy, it was not my favorite game to watch at all. It was kind of a bloodbath preseason, though. But we'll get into that later. I don't want to get heated about that now. But anyway, on with me tonight, great friend of mine, SoCal, born and raised, just like yours truly. And she herself is a humongous No Man's Sky fan. So over summer, she was talking about it big time. This is my good friend, Jasmine. Jasmine, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
I'm glad, super glad to hear it. So when I saw this No Man's Sky article online, I immediately, my head sprung. I was like, oh my God, that's so Jasmine. That's her game. Because throughout the summer, we'd and Jasmine talk. I'm like, hey, what are you doing right now? She goes, oh, just, you know, No Man's Sky.
Yeah, I played it religiously.
Religiously.
So. I mean.
So, like, before we get into No Man's Sky, really quick, I always like to get to know our guests just for our audience because, you know, I mean, they don't know you. But, like, it's cool. I mean, some might. Some listeners definitely probably know you.
Yeah, maybe.
Jasmine's a star art major on campus. Yeah. I can't speak on behalf of you. Tell us about yourself a little briefly. What is your... It's art major or?
Yeah, I'm a BFA, so Bachelor of Fine Arts with a art history minor.
Art history minor, you know. Okay.
Get it.
Is that like the typical art, all artists get art history minors?
Not really. I mean, you have to take art history, like if you're an artist.
Like at least one class?
At least a couple, but I just decided, you know, what?
Like, why not?
Why not? I'm just going to get an art history minor.
I love it. So, you got Jasmine here, the artist. You guys should check out her stuff. She's really good.
Yeah, definitely.
She's got an art show coming up in November.
Oh, right? Yeah, in November. I'm working in the gallery of A Purposeful Life, paintings by Davis Perkins.
See, I mean, I remember that. So yeah. She told me about that a while ago. And
opening is November 4th from, I want to say, 5:30 to 8 at the Almany Library Gallery. Y'all should be there. The show runs from November 4th to December 16th. So
okay, you guys check it out.
Definitely check it out.
I will be there. For Captain Quality, will be there at least once or twice. But yeah, so it's like we got Jasmine here, the artist. And believe it or not, she herself is quite the gamer. And I love it because, you know, not that you don't find too many girls that play video games, but...
No, you don't at all.
No, it's not like... I feel like it's not super rare, right?
No, I mean, it's not rare, but I mean...
I mean, I guess my video game knowledge goes strictly from, like, you know, Madden, 2K, and like, Nintendo. That's where I stop.
There's so many more games.
Oh, I know. I'm well aware. I'm super well aware there's a bunch more than that. And speaking of video games, I had to toss this out there. My buddy, DJ 1UP, has his show all about video games. I just want to make sure he knows. Not step on your toes, my man. Love you. His show is Combo Breaker from Tuesday 7 to 8, where he's all video games all the time. I just saw these two topics, and I was like, I can't not talk about them. Like, it's just right there in front of me. So, just in case my boy DJ 1UP's listening, he's actually a barista over at Starbucks and Target.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so I didn't even know. I saw him there the other day. I was like, oh, what's up? And I called him by his real name. But it was cool to see him. So, he's probably at Target right now making some Starbucks. Like, good for him.
Making those pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh, my God. let's talk about that really quick. Like, okay, so the big connotation with SoCal kids and their stereotypes, but... Jasmine, back me up here. Are you not a fan of the pumpkin anything? Like,
I am. I'm a huge
pumpkin fan. Yeah.
I'm a huge pumpkin
fan. Yeah, exactly. Who isn't these days? Like, I was talking to my friend, my neighbor about it, actually, and she's a student here as well. And I was telling him, like, yeah, we're talking about pumpkin stuff. And, like, I was saying I've gone to Target at least 3 times in the last, like, couple weeks. And I've been buying, they have pumpkin Greek yogurt.
What?
Especially for pumpkin season. They have pumpkin, they have candy apple. Candy apple's all right. But and they have a third flavor for like the seasonal flavors, but the pumpkin tastes like a less sugary like pumpkin pie-esque like type deal.
Interesting.
So I know it's really good. Yeah. I was like, I've been buying them like religiously. I'm most likely gonna go pick some up like right now because I'm gonna go to. I mean, not now, but after the show, just because I'm going to Target. You know, why not? I'm definitely gonna pick up some pumpkin stuff. But yeah, definitely right now, season of the pumpkin spice.
Surprisingly, not a huge fan of the pumpkin spice latte.
You're not.
No, I find it way too sweet.
Oh my gosh, so what's your seasonal drink?
My seasonal drink? Ooh, I don't think I have one. I'm all about that salted caramel.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
That's a good. And love the green it. Tea? Green tea? Cappuccino? Ooh.
Oh, my God. I go to Starbucks sometimes, and I don't want to. Like, if I'm going to work out that day, I take, like, pre-workout, which is, like, it's got a lot of, like, caffeine stuff in it. So if I'm going to go to Starbucks, I'm going to work out. I don't like to, like, overdose on caffeine.
Right.
So it happened the other day, actually, and I went in there, and I picked up. I was like, yeah, my friend, she ordered in front of me. It was DJ Royal. She ordered her little coffee, her big coffee. She wanted her little booze. And then I got there, and I'm like, hey, like, a small hot chocolate, you know, some shot of peppermint in there. And I felt like just a little kid.
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, I love hot chocolate, and I love peppermint. It's like, why not get it? I just, like, the guy kind of looked at me. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, dude. Like,
I mean, it doesn't seem like you'd be the type of person to order that, so I guess
wait,
that's
what
why.
Why does that mean? What's the type of person to order it?
I mean, like the sports guy, you know, you thinking you get the hard coffee, that black coffee.
I'm a black. Actually, you're kind of right. Usually, over the summer, I was definitely a big black coffee guy. So maybe. you're not wrong there. But
yeah.
I mean, it's that time of year where it gets a little chillier at night, or what we refer to as chilly, which is like.
Yeah, obviously, growing up in SoCal, like 70
spoiled.
Is
yeah,
chilly.
Pretty spoiled.
This is pretty cold.
No, yeah, I'm wearing a sweatshirt right now, so it's just.
Same.
Anyway, back on topic.
Right.
Let's go back to No Man's Sky. So, I saw this article online. So, can you brief us on No Man's Sky, the game? Like, how it's like, what is it exactly?
Okay, so No Man's Sky is basically free world, open world. You can explore thousands of different planets. They're all randomly generated. So the game randomly generates what kind of planet it is, temperature, atmosphere, what animals are on it, what plants are going to be on it, and you basically just go out and harvest elements that power your spaceship to take you throughout space. And your goal ultimately is to get to the center of the universe. Have not gotten there yet. Pretty close, but there's also a separate path. You can take the path of the Atlas, which is basically just letting you create a new planet, like a new star in the solar system.
Okay, I like that. I like that so far.
Yeah.
I'm into that right now.
It's pretty interesting.
No, I totally feel you. So that's the game right now. That's a little brief into the game right now. So
right.
I like that. So when I was over summer, me and you were talking, and I hear you mention this game a lot.
Right.
Whenever we meet, I'm like, hey, what's up?
Obviously.
What are you doing? And no, of course. And it's like, you're like, oh yeah, I'm playing this new game. I remember you talking about it coming out, how stoked you were, and then you end up getting it, and you were super you were into it, which is like, I mean, obviously you buy a game you're waiting for, of course you're gonna be
right. Like, I was waiting for it for a while. People were talking about it months before it came out, months before even it was announced that this game was gonna be created. I think people had a different sense of what this kind of game was going to be about. I think people were kind of let down with how it
really
ended up turning out. Yeah.
So they thought, what were they expecting, though?
Have you ever heard of the game Destiny?
I have. No, big time.
Yeah. They were expecting it to be kind of like that with a more open world experience. So, actually fighting, getting out there and, you know, meeting, new people, interacting with friends.
And this game isn't like that at all.
No, it's not. So it is that you can interact with different people in the solar system, but they're the game is so massive that you can't find anyone. I think only a few people have found other
really?
Friends. Yeah.
Oh my God, wait, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So people, that's one main aspect of why, you know, people are kind of, you know, upset, so
right.
to speak, about the game. So you played it, you liked it.
I like it. I'm one of the few people who do. So yeah.
But that's the thing though. So I go online and I see this thing, this article, and it says, you know, No Man's Sky shut down. So I click on it. I'm like, how did you shut down a game? I was just so
right.
I read on more to it, and I remember I texted you about it. I was like, hey, is No Man's Sky broken?
And I was freaking out. I was like, what are you talking
I know,
about?
So as I read on the article, it said the No Man's Sky subreddit is what was shut down.
Exactly.
And I kind of looked at that. I'm like, subreddit? I know the website Reddit, and I was just like, is that related? I don't know. So I talked to a buddy of mine, Bubba Boyle. teammate, cool guy, knows his stuff, apparently. And he gave me a very, I read the definition to you a little while ago. I guess it would be like a very accurate definition of subreddit. So he defines it, he says, you know, Reddit entries are organized into areas of interest called subreddits, and usually, like, the front page was the main Reddit, and other areas were subreddits. Like, you know, fair enough, you got just, like, one spot, like, underneath, like, subreddits, so to speak. And apparently now there's no main subreddit. Instead, there are just multiple default subreddits dealing with topics, you know, books, television, music, video games.
Yeah, there's subreddits for everything.
It's basically, so would you say it's almost like a chat, like, chat room forum type?
Yeah, scenario. I would say that. Like, so people like post that. Things, so, you comment underneath it.
So I see this article, and it says it's shut down completely, and I'm looking at that, I'm like, how do you, I mean, I just kind of, like, does that kind of surprise you, or kind of catch your interest at all? Like, just a whole subreddit shut down on what I thought was a pretty popular game. I mean, I'd seen the commercials for it, and it's definitely, it'd been getting so many viewers on, like, the article. It was, like, number, I think it was the second most, like, viewed one behind one about, you know, I think behind one about, you know, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, but obviously, like, they're not going to top that in terms of views.
No, obviously not.
So I see this, and, like, what kind of, like, do you know any reasoning behind why that may have happened?
I kind of, like, gathered from the article that you sent me that people were really upset in the chat room, or in the subreddit, you could say.
Uh-huh.
And it was a lot of just rude comments, like back talking the game, like,
so it was more like they're upset about how the game turned out.
For sure, they were all like very upset. Okay,
that makes more sense to me.
And I think that people got, like, their feelings got the best of them, so it was a lot like fighting, people like arguing over it, and the moderator was kind of like, "No, I need to shut this down. So, like, we can't have this."
It's so crazy to me that like this, that it actually gets shut down, because I know that like people that post YouTube videos, no matter what it is, like they're always gonna get like an assortment of these just like inappropriate, just rash, like stupid comments. And they don't even turn off the comments section. Like, they'll just leave them there. And, like, but no one's taking the YouTube thing off. Like, it baffles me that, like, on the internet, where anyone can say anything without, like, as much as they want, without even saying who they are.
Exactly.
That, like, it goes to such an extreme level to the point where they actually shut down a whole, like, subreddit, or for those of you who aren't too familiar with it, like, a chat room-esque online page about the whole topic. Like, that just, it baffles me. So, like, you can't go to Reddit now and type in, "Hey, I want to talk about No Man's Sky."
I think they did. Another moderator brought it back up.
Really?
So there's a new No Man's Sky subreddit out there, a different moderator. But I think the reason the moderator said shut it down was just personal feelings and didn't want the direction of his subreddit to go that way, or her subreddit.
I look at that. It's like, no, cause now that you kind of just give me more of a background on it. So it's like, it's just people bashing on how they didn't like the game at all.
Yeah.
Which is just, that's kind of like, that kind of sucks, I guess. It's definitely kind of a bummer.
It is a bummer. I mean,
so in terms of popularity, though, so would you describe the game as like hugely popular, in your opinion, was it kind of a bust?
In my opinion, it was kind of a bust overall. Like, not many people, after like purchasing a game, paying $60 for the game.
No, yes, that's expensive.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
To, you know, ended up not liking it and thought it was something completely different than what, like, the company was advertising in the first place. So they were upset about that. And I guess the few people who do like it kind of, like, knew what we were expecting. Like, obviously, when I read about the game, heard what it was going to be like, I was like, okay, this doesn't seem anything like Destiny. This is a new type of game.
But you were cool, but you still were pumped about the game.
Yeah, I was totally fine with that. I mean, I'm cool with these, you know, calm, gathering up material type games like I've played. Harvest Moon, Story of Seasons, where it's like you're basically building a farm, like collecting materials and all that.
Okay.
So I'm fine with that. That was, for me, this was very relaxing and a good way to spend my time. But I think, like, more hardcore gamers were expecting this game to be something way different than what the company had projected.
Okay, but I feel you. And that makes a lot of sense if that's the head. So I'm assuming it had a ton of hype, though.
Yeah, it did. Oh my gosh, it had so much hype.
Not that I'm one of the, not that I'm gonna go online and bash about a game I bought, but I can totally see kind of where people who, if this game has that much hype, and then
they bought into the hype. Like, a lot of people bought into it.
Okay.
And that's kind of why it went into a downfall, because the people who bought into the hype didn't appreciate the game for what it was. They kind of just,
they kind of like had this predisposition, like, about what the game was gonna be. Like, oh, hey, this is the game that's coming out. I'm expecting this, like, I've been waiting for this.
Exactly.
And then when it actually happened, it's like, okay, this is really different. But, I mean, would you kind of pin, like, people had this false pretense about what the game was going to be about. Does that have to do with just, like, their own opinions? Or, like, did the actual, like, marketing and commercialism of the game kind of, like, falsely lead on these, you know, these gamers, so to speak, about what the game was going to be about?
I think the marketing team kind of dropped the ball on this one. And in a way did falsely advertise.
In your eyes, like, did you kind of think it made, they were going to make it look like more than what it was?
And another thing that was, like, really disappointing was they were going to add DLCs, or downloadable content.
Of course, yeah.
After the game came out, where you can do more, you can have more customization, you customize
just
your own
shit. Just make it more appealing almost. Yeah.
And make it more, like, personal. And at first they were saying, oh, we're going to make it free. You paid $60 for the game. You don't have to pay for anything else. But later, like 2 weeks later, after the market team, or the head of the game, editor, designer, whoever it was, said that they were going to do this, we're like, oh, just kidding. We might have one or two, like, paid DLCs that are going to be, like, huge to the game, so you might, like, need them.
But it's, like, kind of, I feel like that's more pricey than anything.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's not, like, you know, I know
it's not worth it.
Yeah, because I know there's downloadable content where it's, like, some's free, some's pretty cheap.
Exactly.
Because it's always, like, an improvement onto the game. Like, it's a special type feature.
Right.
Like, I know my roommates last year, or some of my best friends, they bought, you know, Mortal Kombat and had those DLC characters and that, but they had to pay, like, X amount of money for them. So I feel like what they're trying to do with this game right now is just make it, like, it's just, I mean, I feel like, yeah, it's just not, it's kind of nonsense to add that much in terms of downloadable content. It's almost like buying a separate game, almost. Like,
pretty much. And a lot of people don't want to do that.
No, of course. I can't, you know, disagree with them at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm glad you could talk to me about this article, because, like, when I saw this and just saw how much reaction it was getting online, it was just, like, it caught my eye for sure. It's, like, even though I'm not a huge, you know, No Man's Sky background, I don't have a background on it at all, it's definitely, when you see something like this that has, I mean, I recognize the name, obviously, so it's, like,
okay, you want
to
look
I know
it.
I know enough about it to know that, hey, if this is causing some sort of controversy, that's worth even talking about. I'm glad I have, like, an, you know, quote unquote expert like you to come talk about it.
Ooh, okay.
What? No? Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'd say I'm an expert. I've played it enough to know my stuff.
That's funny. So while I have you here for a few more minutes, we can talk about the fun stuff. So the fun stuff for me is that I get to talk about the new upcoming game, Pokemon Sun and Moon.
I'm so excited for this.
Yeah. So anyone who's a Pokemon fan out there, I know my boy Schoolboy Q in Anaheim. Former lacrosse teammate, one of my best friends, is down there. He's a huge Pokemon guy. Robert Boyle, teammate over in Edgeshore now. He's a quote-unquote studying, but he's got his own Pokemon live stream on YouTube.
Wow, really?
He just got a 3DS where he can do that. So I don't know if he's studying or if he's, you know, recovering from that beatdown I gave him the other day. But actually, I finally beat this kid. Oh my god, I was so stoked. He's really good. He's fair. But anyway, aside from Bubba. So this year, for those of you who don't know, 2016, 20th anniversary of when Pokemon came out. And yeah, this is kind of a new thing for Captain Quality to talk about, because this is kind of a side that I don't really talk about too much. I mean, it's like, I grew up with Pokemon, I'm not going to not talk about Pokemon. It's probably one of the few things, aside from sports, that I've had my whole entire life.
Right.
So it's like, I love it to death. And in February, they announced, you know, this new game coming out, New Sun and Moon, and progressively throughout the last, seven, eight months or so since then, I mean, it's flown by, definitely. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I remember when they first announced it, I was like, wow. And then they just kept adding more and more
videos.
Yeah,
exactly. I remember in January and December when I was, like, waiting. Like the announcement was just, like, a rumor, but you didn't even know if it was going to be for
that.
Like, it just said, hey, there might be an announcement for something.
Something Pokemon.
Yeah, so, yeah, of course, yeah. Like, they're going to announce something in February, like, maybe.
Yeah.
It wasn't guaranteed going to be a new game. It wasn't guaranteed going to be, like, I mean, it was going to be a new game, but I don't even know.
At first, I thought it was going to be something new to Pokemon Go, because they were talking about a lot of
that.
They were.
Pokemon Go was
too
big, yeah.
Yeah.
Before it came out, because there was a lot of hype for that, too.
Yeah.
Pokemon Go exploded.
It did.
Yeah,
it was huge. I play Pokemon Go.
No, I have it as well.
I mean.
But I remember, so yeah, I almost thought it was going to be like a I was hoping for Gen 1 remix for the DS.
Right.
But then this new generation comes out, Sun and Moon. And I'm stoked about it. And then throughout the months, and just the other day when I was on my way to work, I walked to work the other day, 6 a.m. It was just a nice little walk. And I'm on my phone, I'm on Twitter, and I see this little video come up my Twitter feed. And it's a video that, like, if you're a fan of Pokemon Sun and Moon, you've been waiting for this specific video for a while. And it shows the second evolution forms of the new three starter Pokemon, Rowlet, Popplio, and Litten. And when I saw that, I thought they were going to show all three of this, like, the four.
I did, too. I was expecting that.
I freaked out. And I watched the whole thing, of course. And it gave, like, fans of the game just, I mean, there's a lot of information that came with it. Because throughout the whole entire, like, as they're dropping new hints about the game and new information about the game, like, new Pokemon, new gameplay, there was rumors that they were going to steer away from Mega Evolution.
They had kept it, though.
I know. This new video.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, like, Mega Evolution's still in the game. And I was like, thank God.
I was kind of worried about that, too, because when they announced, like, the Z moves.
Yeah, exactly. The Z moves.
I was like, oh, so is this instead our new Mega Evolutions?
And, like, in lieu of Mega Evolutions, yeah. They have these Z moves, which is like, they hold an item and they can do this new, they have each Pokemon has a new signature move right. They can do. It's supposed to be crazy powerful. Not a lot of detail on them. They've shown a couple, but each type has their own Z move, and some Pokemon have their own specific ones.
Right.
And I saw that. I was worried too. I was like, are they going to take away, you know, Mega Evolution just completely? Because that would just kind of. Mega Evolution came out 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
in which regular Pokemon could Mega Evolve into a new. It's the same Pokemon, just a better form of it for that battle.
Stronger.
They're stronger, yeah. They've got enhanced stats. Like, they look different. Like, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And that came out 3 years ago when X and Y came out.
Exactly.
And I thought that was the big game changer.
It was.
And it was like one of those things where, like, hey, like, I can now use, like, no one's going to use a Mawile unless you Mega Evolve it. Unless you Mega Evolve it. And it's just like, or Medicham unless you Mega Evolve it. And in my case, I use a Lopunny, not Mega Evolve. But that's just, you know how to breed it. But anyway, going back to this, I saw this trailer. I was stoked. I text Bubba. I'm like, yo, did you see the new trailer? I text my boy Q. And I'm like, guys, check this out. This is kind of cool. Because we were all worried about that. It's like, and I feel like I do, you know, I'll admit, I definitely go online. I don't necessarily participate in the forums I see online, but I'll definitely Google stuff to see what these people are talking about, because mm-hmm. I feel like they have a really, like, huge game. They follow it more than I do enough. They have their own, like, YouTube videos and live streams about it, so they're hardcore, so to speak.
Diehard fans, basically.
Diehard. I mean, like, I consider myself diehard, but I just don't have the technological, like, know how to go in and just, I mean, how did these guys get these leaks and secrets? Like, I don't have that connection.
I don't know either.
So anyway, I would look at these guys, see their videos, see their chat rooms, and just be like, okay, what are these guys talking about? And on so many of them, it said Mega Evolution's, like, not a thing. And I was just, like, so, like, worried. I was like, are you kidding me? Like,
right, it was heartbreaking to see that.
Well, of course, I was bummed. I was super bummed. And then, now I'm stoked it's back. Now, one of the cooler things I saw on the end of that, this is the most recent, like, trailer for new information, was that there's going to be a demo mode coming out. And there was one also with, I remember playing the demo for Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire. So, but the demo, you get to play, and this is for people who, like, if you follow the Pokemon anime, that in the Pokemon anime, Ash and his Greninja, they don't Mega Evolve, but they have what's called Ash Greninja. Just, like, they bond with each other, and I think it's kind of dumb. But I'm not a huge fan of it, but they kind of bond with each other, and Greninja kind of has what looks like a little red hat, and it has, like, the kind of ash hair.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I thought it was cute.
It was cool. Like, so really now you can play with the Ash Greninja in the demo.
Exactly. And then you can transfer it to the full game.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, they did. Okay. At the end, they were like, oh, after the demo, when you get the full game,
that was
here
like,
you go.
That
you can
was
keep
like,
this.
That was like in the Ruby Sapphire, you can get the Mega Glalie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that. That was a couple years ago.
I do remember that. I play Pokemon.
No,
come
I know.
On now.
I know. I'm not done. That was like 2 years, 2 years ago.
It was.
So I think that's cool. And I remember, and also piggybacking off that, I remember seeing something on one of those forums where they said Ash is going to be in Sun and Moon.
Really?
So yeah, but now, so that kind of like, now that I see in the demo mode, you can play as Ash Greninja. It's kind of like, hey, like, that'd be super cool.
That'd be interesting.
If you could battle against him, like, him and
exactly.
I think that's taking.
He can be like your new rival.
I think it'd be super cool. Like how, like, in the end of, like, you know, Silver and Gold and Heart Silver, Heart Gold, Soul Silver, you could battle the Chain of Red.
Right.
And it's like this most intense battle in the entire game. It's super hard. Like, you don't, like, you don't have all your Pokemon there yet. So it's like this. I wonder if that's gonna be like a component in Sun and Moon. I love it. Like,
that'd be really awesome.
Dope.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I already pre-ordered the game.
Did you really?
I did.
I pre-ordered Emerald when it came out, like, back in, like, 2005.
Really?
I was like a little kid. Oh, but, like, all pre-ordering does is, like, I remember I pre-ordered it and I got, like, a little tin with some, like, Pokemon cards in it. And like you get like I didn't have to pre-order it.
It's but
like,
I get it the day
they
it
don't
comes
run.
Out.
I always do anyway. Though,
in
now.
The mail.
But it's like
convenient.
No, I pre-ordered mine at GameStop, so I had to go pick it up. But
oh.
But like still, like they weren't running out of the games at all.
No, but it's just I don't know.
That's what I thought it was. I thought like the game was so big you had to pre-order, otherwise it was gonna run out. So me and my little brother like pre-ordered Pokemon Emerald when it came out. We were so stoked, and we're like, wait, like we thought people were gonna be like. Things like Black Friday esque, like trying to get Emerald,
right.
like
running to the store.
Yeah, like running in, like, but then we were gonna show up with like little like Brett and his brother Jared, like well, I was probably like 8 or 9 years old. He's probably six or seven, just like chilling and getting our game like right off the bat, and it was just like whatever. And then I remember I did the same thing with Diamond and Pearl, and
wow,
we got like a little custom stylist and that with a pre-order, and we were so stoked. It was just, but now I don't do the pre-order concept as much.
I think with the pre-order. Don't you get a special edition of Munchlax? Am I saying that?
I did see that. No, yeah. I did see the pre-order. If you pre-order, you get a special Munchlax.
So I'm excited about that.
Holding the Z-Stone for the move for Snorlax.
Perfect. I'm going to be playing using my Munchlax.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, use your Munchlax and its new Snorlax. Snorlax is Z move, the polarizing like, pancake.
Where he basically wakes up from his
I saw that when they show that
slumber.
When they show him turning his head and opening his eyes, I'm like, oh my god. I think the name is super dumb, super cliche.
It is. It's
stupid. I hate it.
But I just think it's funny that he wakes up after like sleeping
he's
so
awake,
many games.
Though. Like he stands up in the game. His eyes just close. That's just how he looks.
I don't know.
He's an original. But like I just
that's
I,
true.
When they show him twist his head and like his eyes open, like that was that cloud. I was like, okay, this is really cool. Don't like the names of the Z moves.
No.
Hate them, hate all of them. But they definitely they go in depth on that. So anyway, for those of you who are big gamer fans, just go out and get a 3DS or 2DS.
Exactly.
Pokemon Sun and Moon is gonna be humongous. And
comes
like,
out November 18th.
November 18th. I'm gonna be there. Just front and center getting that game.
Oh, I'm going to be up all night playing it.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
So, wait. So, you can just deliver it here.
Exactly.
So, you don't have to go to the store and get one.
Nope. Oh, I just go to Bertrand, pick it up, and I'm on my way.
I'm a little jealous, but like...
I mean, just a little bit.
I'll figure it out. Jasmine, thank you so much for coming
on.
I love it. You're more than welcome to come on again. I'm definitely super down to have more Pokemon talk on the show.
Definitely.
While you're here, anyone you want to give a quick shout out to?
I'm going to give a quick shout out to my roommates, Brianna, Karina, and Bernice.
Karina, a.k.a. DJ Honey.
Yeah.
Check out her show, Sticky Situations. Fantastic show.
It's great.
It's good about relationships.
Friendships. Just a lot of sticky situations.
Ooh, how to get out of them or how to get into them?
How to get out of them.
Okay.
How to deal with them.
I love it.
Yeah.
Jasmine, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We're going to take a quick fiver, but you're listening to My Two Cents with Captain Quality. It's Wednesday night, and you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back.
Yes, me friend, them set me free again. Yes, me friend, me deep on street. them set me free, yeah. Yes, me friend, them turn me loose again. Don't try to gold me up on this bridge now.
Hello, 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 and welcome back. It's Wednesday night, and you know what that means. That's right. It means you're on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. You're with Captain Quality, and this is My Two Cents. So we just talked about, me and guest Jasmine, she just left. We talked about No Man's Sky subreddit being shut down. Talked a little new Pokemon Sun and Moon, new information being gathered about the game. A little quick video game talk, again, that's more DJ 1UP's, you know, his forte, but I kind of stepped on his toes a little bit this week. He'll get over it. Check out his show, Combo Breaker, Tuesdays from 7 to 8. He knows what he's talking about. Big video game guy. Shout out to DJ 1UP. He's at Target right now. He's actually a barista in the Starbucks in Target. So he's out there making some fresh drinks right now. Probably a lot of pumpkin spice stuff. So with me right now, though, I'm going to jump into this topic of preseason basketball and off-season basketball because I myself, humongous NBA fan, as most of you probably know. Huge Clippers guy till I die. Don't let my bias affect my decision making, though. And I'm joined by a couple of so-called self-proclaimed basketball experts, teammates of mine as well. I have Spencer Raymer and Bailey Ferguson on with me right now, guys. What's going on?
What's going on?
Be close to the mics, guys. No worries, though. I love it. So you guys are here. I'm trying to talk basketball. You guys see, you know what you're talking about. So, quick little brief on really quick, Bailey. I see what the Trailblazers had on. Can I assume you're a Blazers guy?
Yeah, big Blazers fan.
Big Blazers fan. Okay, so
Rip City.
Jesus, where does that come from, Rip City?
Oh, just a little throwback, 1970s.
Why are they called Rip City?
You know, just like to rip things apart.
Shut up! Oh my god, give me a break. Okay, and Spencer, so you're a SoCal guy.
Yeah.
Do you have a team or
not? I do have a team. I am a SoCal guy. Grew up just a little north San Diego, but unfortunately, I'm not a SoCal basketball fan. I'm actually a Warriors fan.
Break.
Not even a bandwagon, though. So that's
Oh, not even a bandwagon. Okay. Yeah.
So back in the days when Baron Davis was here.
Oh, yeah. Back when Baron Davis was there. Yeah. What number was Baron Davis?
I don't even know, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, yes, it matters.
You know.
Oh, my God.
So. Grew up.
Yeah, I know what number Baron Davis was.
Grew up, you know, watching basketball with my dad. Big fan. And my grandpa really kind of got me into it. He was a big Celtic fan back in the day, Larry Bird. And, you know, that whole Celtic Lakers rivalry was kind of
big. My dad actually is a big Celtics guy as well. He's from Maine.
Yeah, so big rivalry thing back there. So, you know, kind of got into basketball. And this offseason, especially, was really big for basketball. There's a lot of big movements. A lot of players changing locations that really shaped up the divisions this year. It should be interesting to see how it goes.
So your dad, big Celtics guy, your dad, right?
Dad does like the Celtics and so does my grandpa.
He lets you like the Warriors. That's so gross. Yeah. You like the Baron Davis was number 5, by the way. And I know you gave me a look when I looked at my computer. I wasn't looking to see what number he was because Baron Davis was a Clipper.
He was number
one on the Clippers. I had a Baron Davis jersey. And I'm a huge Baron Davis guy. I loved him when he came there. He actually was, when we signed him, actually, we had just lost Corey Maggette and Elton Brand. So Baron Davis signing was huge. We'd gotten him along with Marcus Camby at the same time. But yeah, Baron Davis was 5 on the Warriors.
Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Warriors, not bandwagon. And it's one of those things, too. I walk around the streets of North Bay, where we are right now.
Right.
And I see all these kids in these brand new Stephen Curry, and not even kids, like just regular people in the brand new Warriors stuff. I guarantee you that these guys don't know I don't see one old school jersey.
Right.
And I just want to say, like, I mean, growing up, huge basketball fan, Clippers till I die. And back when I was growing up, as the Clippers and the Warriors were two of the most irrelevant teams in the NBA.
Oh, totally, yeah.
They were complete trash. And as the Clippers kind of hit their peak a little before the Warriors became good.
Exactly, yeah.
And I remember it. I loved, again, when I was younger, 13, 14, I loved wearing jerseys. And to this day, I still wear anything sleeveless, honestly. I don't even wear. I just wear my penny during practice. I don't even wear a shirt underneath. I just so my arms can hang out. And so anyway, going back to that, I used to just love buying NBA jerseys.
Right.
I go to this a Ross type store. I mean, it wasn't a Ross, but it was like a type of store like Ross, a knockoff brand, just local in the valley. and I see for like $10 a piece, Monte Ellis and Stephen Curry, the old school thing. Because this is back in 2008, 2009.
Right, when there were different colors. And
there
everything.
Was a whole different thing. I know we were division rivals, but they were such cool jerseys, and like I'm not gonna like cheer for them, but like I pick up these jerseys, and I wore them out. They're still at home now, but obviously don't wear them too much anymore. But I just remember thinking to myself, like I was talking to my dad the other day about the Warriors, and he's like, and I'm like, Dad, I guarantee you, I had a Stephen Curry jersey before half of these kids.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
And I was like, guarantee you, like these guys out here, every other, I mean. They think Stephen Curry is the next gift from God, but I guarantee you they couldn't tell you where he went to college or when he was drafted by the Warriors, like when he became a Warrior. And a lot of that's just like, that's all media. Like, I was talking to my cousin this past spring. He's like, yeah, you guys know like Stephen Curry's like, he's like 24 years old, he's got a kid and everything. I'm like, he's not 24.
No, he's
way older.
That's the thing, people don't realize that. He's a lot older.
People think he's doing this and he's like, you know, 22, 24 years old.
No, he's been in the league for a while now.
Yeah, he was drafted in 2009. Yeah. It was with Griffin, my favorite player.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, you think Curry's 23, 24? I'm like, wait. He's like, yeah, he's doing so well. He's so young. I'm like, dude, he's not going to take away the fact that he's playing fantastically.
No, and
but he's 28 years old, 28 years old right now, 27, 28.
Yeah, he's actually the same age as LeBron, which a lot of people actually don't know that. LeBron came out of high school, obviously.
He's the same age as LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron's 31.
He's a little bit younger than LeBron, but
he's definitely
younger. No, I'm saying when they entered the NBA, though, Steph was actually not even the feature player of the Warriors at the time. They actually thought that Monte Ellis was actually going to be the better
Monte
player.
Monte Ellis, in my opinion, super underrated player.
Right.
I love Monte. Again, not saying this because I hate the Warriors, but I loved Monte Ellis. I still think... I still think he's super underrated. For people who don't know, Monte Ellis actually has like the all-time... He has the highest career scoring average of someone who's never made the All-Star game.
Wow.
Which is like, and I think, he used to average 25. He averaged 25 points like a few seasons back then. He's averaged 20 plus. He definitely should have been an All-Star years ago, back in 2008 and 2009. He just never was. He had this crazy good career scoring average. I mean, it's dwindling down now as he just kind of like, just kind of a sad, and it's just kind of a sad story to his career. But anyway, I like Monte. And I remember that it was true, though. Curry wasn't supposed to be like the headlining athlete.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He wasn't. It's not like, but people make it out to be like he was supposed to be bad.
Right.
They're like, Curry came out of nowhere. I'm like, he was a top. No, top he, 10 pick, lottery
he had.
Pick.
Yeah, no, he had a really good March Madness. Actually, what set him off at Davidson.
Yeah, exactly.
LeBron was a big fan of him actually coming out of college.
Right, I've seen that video of him. Yeah. They're both from Akron.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've seen that video where LeBron's watching him at Davidson just hitting.
Yeah,
just
he was kind of underrated actually coming out of high school too. Davidson was one of his only big offers that he had on the table.
I have seen that. So like, that's the only part where I kind of say like the underratedness.
Yeah.
At Davidson, he wasn't like. He was the biggest thing. He was the biggest basketball player.
Oh no,
he
was definitely relevant.
He was exactly. And I remember watching March Madness as well, because I was watching Blake Griffin before I even found out the Clippers got the first overall pick. I just that was huge Blake Griffin guy. Well, obviously when the Clippers won the lottery and got that pick, I lost my mind. You know, 13-year-old Captain Quality just freaking out. But anyway, so yeah, I remember that, and I just remember everyone's talking about, you know, Stephen Curry as if like he was some sort of scrub that just became a freak of nature overnight.
No.
And you look at it, before his championship season, his MVP seasons, he was still averaging, you know, his career averages, they go about 16, 17, 20, 24, then these past two seasons.
Yeah, no.
Where he's exploded.
And really, if you look at it, the Warriors, he was always kind of a good player on the team, obviously coming out of Davidson. He was never really a bad player. The problem was is he just didn't have a really big supporting cast around him. And when they drafted Klay Thompson out of Washington State, you know, a lot of teams passed up on him thinking that he's only really a shooter player. But when he came to the NBA, he really developed into more of a style where he could play defense really well and also pass the ball. Same thing with Draymond Green. I mean, look at him, second-round
draft. I still think, done well for a second-rounder.
Yeah.
I still think he's extremely overrated.
Really?
I mean, yeah, the guy, he's doing well in the system he's in right now. Not a bad player, but I think people were like, yeah, Draymond Green could carry his own team. You toss Draymond Green on any other team in the NBA, he's not. First of all, his averages right now are only 14, and he's only averages like 14 points a game. Again, you're on a team with Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson, you're not going to average huge numbers, obviously.
No.
You got Durant in there.
Yeah.
But I hate when they're like, yeah, Draymond Green, best big man on the West Coast. And I'm like, are you kidding?
I don't know about
and
that.
Skill
That's
talent,
tough.
And. It happened a lot this year because of his injury. And again, I'm going to get a lot of heat because they're going to look at it as a bias. But prior to this season, if you watched a player like Blake Griffin or DeMarcus Cousins play, I mean, Blake Griffin, career average 21-10. probably one of the best power forwards out there right now. And just because of this past year with the injury and the punching, the sports manager, equipment manager, he received a lot of heat. He didn't really do anything. He missed over half the season. And because of the whole Draymond Green, Warriors, that kind of took off. I feel like that kind of overshadowed it. Blake Griffin was he's Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
And people, I got roommates, I got buddies. Yeah, like Green's the best power forward, like freaking. I'm like, dude, like, if you swap Blake Griffin and Draymond Green right now, the Warriors, I guarantee, I'd place every ounce of money I have for them to win a championship.
Right.
Not that the odds are any high right now, which right now I'm not going to bet on them.
No, you're losing money actually if you bet on them.
Exactly. Right now,
which is one of the first times in Vegas history.
Exactly. I remember that. I wish I'd bet money on it this year because I was so adamant on the Cavs winning this year.
Right.
And I was living up here over the summer. If I had looked at someone the wrong way during this NBA Finals, I would have just gotten attacked.
Right. Yeah.
Living
in
NorCal during this, but if you were to swap Griffin, Draymond Green, straight up like one for one, I guarantee you that the Warriors do so much better with Griffin than with Draymond Green. And I just think he's just a more talented player. But I think the thing with along with that is that Draymond's in this role where he can like – I don't think he's a superstar player. He's an all-star kind of player. He's perfect for where he's at right now. And speaking of for where he's at right now, the team dynamic for the Warriors is always something that – I admired with them because I always felt they were winning because of that team dynamic because everyone knew their role.
Mm-hmm.
And these past 2 years, their team hardly changed.
Yeah.
But and now
that,
this summer,
that's
a whole new story.
Yeah.
Like, of course, they get Kevin Durant, MVP, Malta, three-time scoring champ. But
you lose everyone else. And that's
in my opinion, they had this elephant in the room preseason game last night. Warriors had their way with the Clippers. Doc even said before the game started, it's preseason, we don't care. Chris Paul, before the game started, not afterwards, preseason, we don't care. They were just very nonchalant about it, which I guess is whatever. Like they said that. But they, for those of you who don't know, Clippers suffered a humongous loss to the Warriors last night. Preseason basketball, obviously I'm not fretting about it, but I get a lot of heat from Warriors guys right now. My roommates, everyone just say, hey, you check out that Clippers Warriors box score. Do you see that game? Like that's how it's going to be this year. I'm like, I don't think so. And the reason I think so is because the team right now is so different. They're going to miss that team dynamic they used to have because everyone had their own spot on that team.
Yeah.
And I think that right now they think they have a four-headed dragon with Green and Thompson and Durant and Curry. And I always kind of looked at it like, okay, I don't think so. I think what they've got right now is two superstars, Curry and Durant,
mm-hmm.
along with two all-stars, Thompson and Draymond Green, because I don't consider them superstars, and I think that's just go without saying. But do you think that having them, they lose? I'm pretty sure they lost.
No, they
lost
have,
Spates.
I have it right here.
They lost Spates, Bogut, Barnes.
Bogut, Barnes, Azili, Spates, and Barbosa. That's
all. And Barbosa.
Yeah,
I was aware of Barbosa actually.
Yeah.
That's funny. So, but like, if you look at especially the NBA Finals. I mean, yeah, I know they have Iguodala, but you watched Iguodala this past Finals. He's getting up there in age. Again, big Iggy fan. Went to the U of A. I liked him a lot. He was on the Sixers way back when, before the Dwight Howard trade. But he's definitely not. I mean, he was never a huge offensive player. He's more of an athletic shredder than some sort of like a spot up shooter scorer. And I just think he's on his way out, so to speak. Mm-hmm. He's older. And I look at it like, okay, they've got this Durant, Curry. I remember over the summer, Klay Thompson makes a comment like, "I'm not giving up my shots because of Kevin Durant." Like,
it's got to come from somewhere.
But like, I see that. I'm like, dude, like you're getting an MVP and a scoring champ on your roster. Like, arguably just as big, if not bigger, than when LeBron left Cleveland to go to Miami.
Right.
Like here you are, you've got Durant leaving his team. He's been there since 08 when he got drafted. Or 07, I'm sorry. Since he got drafted, and they're the Sonics, and he's leaving to join a team that just beat them in the playoffs, who's been the finals 2 years in a row. I think it's way bigger and much different than the LeBron James thing. And I think it's such a huge deal. And like, if you're Klay Thompson, you're making a comment like that, saying, "Hey, like, I'm not giving up my shots for anyone." Like, that's he said that while they were playing on the Olympic team together.
Yeah.
And it just baffled me. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, again, I hate the Warriors, so I hope it falls apart, but. From a teammate's perspective, as a team player, someone who's played team sport, I looked at that and I'm just like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you going to make that kind of comment? Dude, like, this is, sorry, that goes along with these Warriors and their egos. Guys like Green and Thompson, egos through the roof right now. They're, neither one of those two will ever be the player that Durant is.
No, and that's the thing. And the team dynamics this year is going to be interesting to watch, just to see who – it's going to be a lot of who's going to be taking the shot coming down the court.
I mean, there's going to be games where they're going to all click and they're going to have their yeah. – it's going to happen when you got a team like that. But I just think the reason why the Miami Heat Big 3 worked so well is because you had LeBron James. He's LeBron James. He came to Dwayne Wade's team.
Mm-hmm.
And so did Chris Bosh. I mean, Dwayne Wade was Mr. Miami Heat, was the biggest thing in Miami. Biggest athlete there, but he didn't say, "Oh, I'm not giving up, you know, anything for LeBron James." But like, he understood, "Hey, like, the best player in basketball is joining my team. Like, let's let him do his thing," and that's what happened with them. And then they went to the finals 4 years in a row, 1-2 against a top-notch Spurs, you know, basketball team. They lost to the Mavericks. Mavericks just, you know, Dirk Nowitzki just had his miracle moment. Jason Kidd, second to last season. I mean, one of the best point guards of all time. They just happened to lose to a better, more just veteran-esque Mavericks roster that first year. Yeah. But they went to the finals 4 years in a row. LeBron hasn't not been in the finals since 2009.
Like, yeah, since I feel like I can remember. It's like every year it's just LeBron James.
I think 2011 and on, it's been LeBron James in the finals. Like,
yeah.
So that's, it goes along same with that kind of guy. So when you've got a guy, you're Thompson, you've got a guy like Kevin Durant of this caliber type player. It's just, I feel like you don't make a comment like that. And I mean, it's something that, I mean, Kevin Durant's not going to come there and say, "Hey, I'm cool averaging 15 points a game."
Right.
And I mean, again, is it the mentality he should have? Well, someone on that team should have the mentality. I don't think it necessarily has to be Durant, but I don't think it's going
to
be Durant.
No, I definitely don't think it's going to be Durant. I think it's going to end up having to be Draymond or Clay, and then one of them are going to have to
take Draymond's, I mean, not that he had a high scoring average anyway. I think it's going to go down
X%. It's going to be very low. He's going to be a role player, and he's going to have to step into that role of being like that energizer, like he came out the.
And that's why, I dislike Draymond Green, he definitely is, like, he's a huge energizer. I noticed that a lot. Again, all negative biases aside, not a huge fan, but he definitely brings that X factor to the table, and I think it makes up for his lack. I mean, not that he's unskilled, but his lack of superstar skill.
Right.
And that kind of sets him apart because he does have that X factor. I noticed that he brings out something in these Warriors that is just, it's what he needs. He has to realize that needs to be it. And I mean, I still think he's got an undeserved ego, which is just whatever to me, but that's just me, in my opinion. But yeah, Draymond Green, you know, negative stuff aside, he is definitely like the energizer for that roster, huge key component. But I look at it and like, they can't afford to pay 4 max contracts,
right?
And they've got Durant, Curry, Thompson, Green, and I was talking to a couple of people about this, you know, big basketball guys, and I said, you know what, I wouldn't be surprised if halfway through, the egos start clashing. And someone wants out by halfway through. If they're not in fact doing super well.
Yeah, which is the thing that you gotta look at. I mean, if they're doing super well, then all this goes out to the side, and we just
exactly. Everyone's like, you have to. It's like like when the Yankees win the World Series, like A-Rod and Jeter put their, you know, they weren't.
They put their differences aside.
Yeah, exactly, because they're like, hey, like, we're winning. Like,
yeah,
you know, and they hate each other. They win World Series, but if the Warriors aren't doing as well as they're supposed to, and they're not out in front of everyone that they've been the past two seasons in the Western Conference or in the NBA. And I know for I know it with guys like that, with Thompson and Green's ego is just so high right now. And if they're not doing super, super well, I would not be surprised if those four heads crash and one of them, it's not going to be Durant or Curry, and unless they just do terrible in the playoffs and Durant, because Durant can leave next year if he wants to.
Right.
He's on a 2-year player option deal, which means if he wants out next year.
If he wants out, he's gone.
If they don't win a ring or at least get to the finals, he'll test.
Yeah,
the market.
Well, I think anything less of the NBA finals for them, winning it is a failure to them, because with that roster, you should be winning the NBA finals.
On paper. Should be.
But the problem is with no bench, I don't know how this is going to go this year.
And that's what was so huge for them.
Yeah.
And Bailey, you can chime in too if you want. Like, I mean, their bench was so, it's always been big for them because they had guys like if it was Thompson not doing too well or Curry not doing too well, Barbosa or Maurice Spates.
Yeah, off the bench.
I've been looking at Maurice Spates' career long before the Warriors because he was what I call, there's a few players like this, they're called Clipper Killers.
Mm-hmm.
Not great players, but whenever they played the Clippers, they always did super, super well. And then I saw that talent in Maurice Spates, which is why when he went there 3 years ago, I looked at them like, damn, like that's a big deal because he's a good player. And I felt like he was really underused for that roster this year because they used him a lot the last year when they won the finals. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like, okay, they got to realize that this guy can play. And he's, if you watch him over the years, which I have been, his game's improved immensely. He didn't have you. He would have never taken 4 years ago. Would have never set foot behind the 3-point line, and now it's like, and even when we shot when he was shooting the ball for the Warriors this year, I would say, oh, he's not a shooter. He can't do it, and he would hit like two or three of them. Yeah. I mean, Draymond Green. I mean, I'm not Draymond Green. I'm Maurice Spates of all people. So they lose a guy like that. They lose Barbosa. They lose Azealia, their big man presence. They lose Andrew Bogut, who super under the radar center, but he was the first overall pick in 2005. Mm-hmm. Andrew Bogut was a huge defensive guy, yeah. Big Australian guy, and people forget that because he's got the skill. Not just because he's not out there doing hammer dunks like DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah,
I mean Andrew Bogut's a center. Like he's what's
he's and, like and he's Mr. Textbook. Defense. Yeah,
he's textbook. He's fundamental. He's missed like he's one of those guys that like Popovich would definitely want to go after.
Exactly. Yeah. No, he's definitely like a spur. He's a spur center. We could consider him. I mean,
exactly. No, big time.
Like, yeah, he's one of those players that it's not the prettiest thing to watch, but he gets the job done every single night.
He knows what he's doing.
He goes in and out.
And his defense was so underrated for that team. It's like when you lose a guy like that of his caliber, and like, people don't understand that.
And that's always been the Warriors' problem too. Is they've always been a small team, and just losing your two bigs is gonna be an issue.
And they're like, yeah, we have Zaza, but I'm like, dude, Zaza, yeah, are you kidding me?
No, that's not that like, doesn't
that's
replace.
That's not an improvement. At
no,
all.
Not at all. And I think it might even be a little worse, to be honest with you.
No, definitely. Because he's a big body, yeah, but he's not as skilled. He's not nearly as skilled as Andrew Bogut. And Andrew Bogut's not even in the top. I wouldn't say top seven, top eight centers right now.
No.
So Pachulia's definitely not even that. He's not even close to a top center.
No, not even close. And then just the fact of losing the bench. I know, especially in like the Portland series this last year, the bench played a really big role in that.
They
in
did.
That entire
Portland
series.
Had a,
I Portland, mean, honestly, Portland that series the entire time. The Warriors ended up winning it 4-1, but every single game it was coming down to the last wire or overtime. It felt like every single game was.
I remember that overtime game where Kroger went off, but prior to that, if the Blazers had won that game
I think the series shifts, and you know, you look back and it's really, it comes down to like where the bench played in that. They played a huge role. I mean, the Warriors starters, they were cold that entire game, and most of those games they got cold in about the third quarter, and then the bench came off and just kept the game close, and that's all you have to do really with that team.
They don't have quite that bench anymore.
And they don't have nothing.
They have Iguodala.
Yeah. Well, that's not a bench. That's a six man.
Exactly, precisely. And you've got, you know, the Durant. I mean, just again, you got two of the best scorers I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
Then you've got Thompson. He's like a Kyle Korver 2.0.
Which, I mean, the thing with Thompson, if he doesn't have a good night, he's scoring 5 points, and that's it. And then you're looking at
he's an all-in.
Yeah, because he'll drop 45 in a night, and then the next night he'll come out and drop 5 and be 1 for 7 behind the 3-point line. And you're looking at him going, you're not even hitting your twos. Like,
yeah, I've seen
nights
like that.
And it's nights like that really make me worried for this year's Warriors, because you'd have a guy like Spates come off the bench or Barbosa and come out and put in a night where they put in 15 points or something like that. And that's huge, because that's picking up to the slack that Clay put down. But this year, looking at the bench and saying, who's going to be that guy that's going to step in and be that role player that needs to come off the bench and make those like clutch threes in that time where you're not, that you don't have it.
It's almost like, I think honestly they should have gotten to some sort of smaller shooting guard.
Yeah.
And just said, hey, Clay, like, do you mind being like an off the bench kind of guy?
You know,
getting a defensive shooting guard to come in there and be like, hey, like, let's start a defensive shooting guard, have Clay come off the bench. I know that brings up a lot of controversy, because that's what OKC did with, you know, James Harden before they traded him eventually.
And I mean, even someone like, you know, just there, I know for a while they talked about in the offseason there were rumors of Ray Allen possibly coming out of retirement to jump on the bench.
I did hear that.
And then
my Warriors buddies were like, Ray Allen.
Yeah, and
the guy hasn't played in three years, he's 40 years old.
Yeah, you're looking at all these players that they're talking about, like Zaza, he's not the youngest guy out there. I mean, bring Ray Allen back in too. He's obviously, what is he now? I don't even know how old he is.
He's 40.
He's got to be 40, yeah.
He's in his 40s.
So
he hasn't played in 3 seasons.
No. So, I mean, you're looking at this in the offseason here. I mean, yeah, you got Kevin Durant, but losing the bench hurts, honestly. And then, I don't know, but I think a dark horse possibly. And I could be completely wrong. They could lose every game this year, but you're probably going to hate me for saying this. But the Lakers getting Luke Walton this year. You don't think anything come of that? Even with like D'Angelo Russell's last year. I mean, now that Kobe Bryant's out of the factor, so you have a new team.
I think it's about damn time Kobe Bryant was gone.
And you have a new team here. All the rookies, I think, over the past couple years that they've been drafting, because they haven't had good years lately.
Okay, here's the thing with the roster. Jordan Clarkson is half decent. He looks so much better because he's on such a terrible team like the Lakers.
Yeah.
So they've made Clarkson look like he's some sort of freak of nature. He's not. Russell's a good point guard. His team doesn't trust him.
I feel like now maybe with Kobe leaving, you know, he could have a new voice in the locker room maybe. Because
maybe he might, but it's like it's one of the. I remember when that whole D'Angelo Russell, you know, phone Nick Young thing happened.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick Young, as of right now, is still there.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know.
And the teammate thing, though. Again, D'Angelo Russell, they had so much hype about this kid too. I think the Lakers were dumb for not drafting Jahlil Okafor.
Really?
So I was worried that they were going to get him. I was watching the draft with my best friends, huge Laker fan, and I was legitimately worried that they were going to get Jahlil Okafor and just build this huge team around Jahlil Okafor. And
I thought Okafor was the best, honestly, the best athlete in that draft. Just watching his March Madness, just him, the ability of him to palm the ball and bring it inside the key is unbelievable.
Carl Anthony Towns,
though, honestly,
he's a freak,
and
Minnesota's a dark horse this year. That's the team you want to watch out for.
Yeah, Minnesota's good, and then obviously Portland too, and they're going to be stealing games this year too.
Who's Portland got over there besides Lloyd Bailey?
Dame and CJ, coming in hot, both of them. What a duo! Watch out, Western Conference.
Who's Myers Leonard?
I don't know. He's kind of.
Who's on that Blazers roster right now? They got my boy Al-Farouq Aminu.
Yeah.
Former Clipper. I love him.
I don't know. There's not a whole lot, and honestly, that's why I think the Warriors had a good postseason with them is because their bench. Like, there's no big names on the bench. There's no one coming off the bench that can really hold up a team. Exactly. Without like the starters, so
Blazers have an interesting. Yeah,
they have an interesting complex to that team. It's like they do, a lot of young guys. Yeah, a lot of young talent on that team, and then you have the Knicks this year, who are just coming out of nowhere with all the offseason acquisitions.
Okay, well, I know the Knicks have been doing their thing with you and Noah.
You got Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah. Let's see, Courtney Lee, Brandon Jennings.
I do like the Brandon Jennings a lot. I've always been a huge Brandon Jennings guy. I loved him when he was in Milwaukee. I think he's a very talented basketball player, but I think he should. I mean, so right now, who's there? They have Derrick Rose now.
Yep, Derrick Rose.
He's gonna be the starting point guard.
Yep.
I would toss Jennings in there as starting shooting guard.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, but and then they also have Kristaps Porzingis, who had a great rookie year.
Porzingis had a great year. Big number six, like yours truly. I do like that a lot, but with him and Noah there, would they pass Porzingis at power forward and make Noah play the center, even though Porzingis is...
I don't know. Kristaps is really athletic. I don't know if you look at him, but he has a great jump shot for a big guy.
He's a stretch, but it's like...
Yeah.
You got the taller guy there. He plays a lot of power forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I look at that. It's like, okay, I don't know. It's just... I look at that and say, hey, Kristaps... If I'm the coach, I say, hey, Kristaps, dude, you're playing center, my man. But it's like... Along with that, it's like Joakim Noah isn't a power forward.
Yeah.
At least Kristaps can stretch, and even though he's humongous, Noah doesn't really have that option of stretching at all.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not even a huge offensive guy. He's not a huge offensive guy, big defensive guy.
And then going back to kind of with the Blazers with their roster, they did get Festus this offseason from the Warriors, which is a big pickup for them. It's not like he's going to be scoring a ton of points a game, but he's going to be doing something where it's going to be a positive for them. He's not going to hurt them by any means. He'd add some depth to that team, which could be a big thing for them.
Yeah, I think watching Portland, seeing Portland come up as such a big team now is like – being able to stop other teams from putting points on the board. We can shoot the hell out of the ball, but you got to be able to play defense at some point. And that's right.
Basketball one-on-one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, time is dwindling down. Again, I could talk basketball for hours on end. I'd love nothing more to, but, we got these time shows, and that's how they do it. But I want to thank you two for coming on. Feel free to come back and talk about basketball anytime. I mean, basketball season's honestly just right around the corner.
We got to do this again.
And on my two cents, I'll definitely toss you in my two cents for some basketball talks. I want to thank you guys for coming on. Any shout-outs really quick you want to give out? Bailey, Spencer, any shout-outs for anyone?
No, just thanks to anyone listening.
Thank
you, Brett.
Of course, anytime. I love having you guys on. Captain Quality, thank you. All right, guys, we're wrapping up. Thanks for tuning in to My Two Cents with Captain Quality. I'll be back on next Wednesday from 8 to 9 as usual. Have a great night. Enjoy your rest of the week. And if anyone in the Tahoe area this weekend, come out and support Dominican Penguins lacrosse as we take on Sierra Nevada College Eagles this Sunday at Sierra Nevada College in Incline Village. Our coaches say it's not going to be a cakewalk victory.
Yeah, no, they're actually ranked right now number one in the NCAA Division 2. So.
No. That's a false pretense. They're number one in their conference in NCAA Division 2. Probably they're definitely probably top 12.
No, definitely for sure.
But Coach Sammy says, it's not a cakewalk, guys. Come out, support the Penguins, and we'll show you a cakewalk. All right.
Yep.
It's gonna be a cake. We're planning to win by double digit goals. All right. That's all the time we have. tune in next Wednesday. Come support Dominican lacrosse and Dominican sports in general. You've been tuning in to My Two Cents, and this is Captain Quality. Take it easy.